Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions, and I'm with Carlos Lopez Lai, who is the CEO of Bella International, among which is the BMW outlet and sales and service for motorcycles.
Yep.
And we're here at the presentation of Alicia Sornosa, who we listened to just briefly in the last segment. And I just wanted Carlos's impression of that discussion and of her challenges and what she's achieved. What have you had to say? What are your impressions of her trip?
Well, several weeks ago, we met with the BMW Motorcycle Club of Puerto Rico. They've been very active in this project of getting BMW motorcycles known, and we have about 60 members now. And they meet every month. I was at one of those meetings, and someone came up with the opportunity of bringing Alicia Sornosa to Puerto Rico. She is at least the first Spanish woman, and maybe one of the first women in the world to try to travel in a year the whole world in a motorcycle, obviously in a BMW motorcycle. She was gonna be—
which is obviously the best motorcycle in the world, right?
At this moment it is, yes.
But you have to be careful, because you also sell another motorcycle.
That's why.
But yeah, like my father used to say about apple pie, this is the best apple pie I've ever eaten. I said, how? Well, that's the one I'm eating now.
But yes, you know, it's obviously she rides on BMW motorcycles. We're very, very excited to represent BMW motorcycles in Puerto Rico. We've been doing that for 6 years. Coming back to her story, she was going to be in Panama. It was going to be the easiest way to bring her from Panama to Puerto Rico. And Tony Pagan, who's the vice president of the club, was very active in getting her here. We got a group. In less than 3 weeks, everything that you've seen. We had a dinner last night. She went, as soon as she got to Puerto Rico, she went to Univision, she went to Telemundo. I think El Nuevo Dia covered her today.
Yeah, we're
We've had this event with all of our customers, people in the industry. We even have the mayor here today with us. So we're very excited to have her here. It's a great story. She's a very humble woman. You can tell she has a very special personality. She's very outgoing. And just to hear her experience of traveling the world in a motorcycle, and first that it can be done by a woman, that obviously I don't think I would have even ever thought about it doing it myself. And obviously women are, I guess, they're stronger than men, and it's proven again that they are. And she has a great story. We have the pleasure of having her here today with us. She gave the presentation. We're gonna have a ride, which is gonna be like an hour and a half, 2 hour ride. We're gonna go through mostly the metropolitan area. We're gonna go to Piñones, we're gonna go to El Morro, we're gonna finish in Cataño. So we're very excited to not only have her here to participate with her in this lifelong dream of traveling the world in 1 year, and the fact that she came to Puerto Rico, which is really important to all of us, it makes it even worthwhile that we invested our time and money to get her here.
One of the interesting stories or messages that she conveys is that being a woman turns out to be an advantage, that it allows her entry and into homes and conversations that we men would have more difficulty achieving. So I think that's one of the really nice messages that you hear, you know, from her talk.
I would agree to that. She also said at the end that she's been throughout the whole world, and most everybody she's met, she says, they're very nice people. Usually we put ourselves some type of thoughts or ideas about people that are erroneous, and that's why people end up being the way we think they are, besides just that most everybody's, it's good. And I think that was part of her message also, a good message, and something that I really believe in, that people turn out to be what you think of them. So hearing somebody else say that, that's traveled the world, confirms that most everybody's good, and we need to give an opportunity to everybody we meet and feel that their best intentions are always present.
It's a great message, mm-hmm. And I was asking her whether she considers herself an ambassador for Spain or for the United Nations. She said no, she has no connections whatsoever with the Spanish government or the United Nations. So she's just a self-made ambassador and decided, I don't think she started off that way, but she is has a great message for people, you know, I think.
I would agree with you. I guess it turned out, her dream turned out to be a lot more than just traveling the world. Her personality is very special. So when you add one thing to the other and the evolution of the trip, the people she's met, and the opportunities she's had throughout the world, you get a worldwide ambassador more than a Spanish ambassador, because she spoke very highly of every country and every opportunity she's had. So I would say that she's a world ambassador.
Well, there was one country.
I know.
but that's not mad. There was one country she didn't like, which happens to be the one country we have, my wife and I have traveled. It happens to be the one country my wife has not liked at all. and she has a good story. She says, the women are not out in the streets, and the men are... She didn't say this, but my wife, they leer at you, you know, in this country, and it's having a lot of problems right now. But, you know, there has to be in order to enjoy the good ones, there has to be some, you have to see the bad ones. So.
And you always have the choice of not going to the bad ones if you don't want to, especially if somebody tells you about it. So, yeah, but mostly, again, 99% of her trip has been a great trip, great experience. She shared them with us, and we're very glad to be a part of bringing in somebody like her to Puerto Rico.
But even in that country, she did not like the way they treat women and the way the men, you know, looked at women at all. But she turned it very quickly around and says, but it has spectacular scenery, spectacular monuments, etc. So, you know, you can see that she gets the positive out of even the worst. It's a good message. That goes across.
I guess to travel the world, you need to make lemonade out of lemons, and definitely she's doing that every day.
So, Carlos, well, thank you for joining, saying a few words to our also listeners who, you know, I know you're very much involved with Radio Oso, with, advertising your different products.
So. Actually, I've always said one of the first jobs I ever had was at Radio Oso, working from 12 o'clock at night to 8 in the morning as I was... putting in, I was at the cabin, programs came through satellite, I need to record the programs, put all the advertising from 12 to 8, get all the weather ready for the next day. So I worked at Radio Oso when Ogi Cavallaro was there. It was a great, great experience.
When I started the first couple of programs, I did it in the morning, Saturday morning, and so it was like 7:30, so I got the person that was he was there putting in, getting in, started in the morning, and I always think, you know, by himself, you know, putting all the technology, making sure the program gets going, that's a tough job. How old were you when you did
I was
this?
19.
Boy,
I was 19.
That's it makes it even tougher. Yeah. Tremendous responsibility.
And Radio Oso was in Puerta de Tierra, in La Norzagaray.
Sí.
And just getting there at night, at that time, I was like, I would run to the door, open the door, and hope that...
Wow, what an experience.
Yeah, but it was a great experience. Yeah. And
tremendous responsibility.
I'm grateful that that's one of the experiences I've had growing up.
That's a great story. And for the radio listeners who... you know, it's a special group, and I think your story adds to that aura of speciality.
If we talk again, I can tell you a couple of stories of what happened while I was working there, which I needed to make it fun from 12 to 8 a.m. in the morning. So I have some stories.
Staying awake.
It was really hard. The first night I fell asleep, but. And the guy that came after me knew it, because there was no way if you fell asleep that you could be ready for the next day. So
listen, if you have a little time, let me take a break and we'll come back and we'll talk about that experience. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
Well, I'm with Carlos Lopez Lai, the CEO of Bella International. Take a break. We'll be right back and we'll talk about the experience in Zaragoza, which is a complete surprise to me. This is not something I expected, so we'll be right back.